On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Nathan Sterner. Today, theater critic Jaewyn Russick brings us her thoughts on a highly regarded play that's at the Woolly Mammoth Theater in Washington. The play has a title we can't actually say on air. Here's Judy to explain.
Let's get this out of the way first. There's an expletive smack dab in the middle of this play's three-word title, Stupid F***ing Bird. But this is far from a stupid f***ing play. To the contrary, it's an irreverent homage to one of the greatest masterpieces of dramatic literature, Anton Chekhov's The Seagull. Or, in playwright Aaron Posner's words, it's a meta-theatrical riff that is sort of adapted from The Seagull. And it's smart and funny and very deserving of the sparkling second run that it's getting at Woolly Mammoth Theater Company in Washington. That's where it made its award-winning world premiere a year ago. In The Seagull, the character of Constantine is writing a play that he hopes will explore new forms. Aaron Posner's play is his attempt at a work that is a new form and is being created right in front of us with our participation. The result is a delightfully self-reflexive play in which the characters acknowledge that they're performing a play. As Constantine's modern counterpart tells the audience, quote, "Of course I know I'm in a play. I'm right here, and you're right there. And since you can see and hear me, let's just assume I can see and hear you, too." Posner's themes echo Chekhov's, the difficulties, complications, and futility of love, art, and family, and the frustration of yearning.
"I want a bottomless bowl of ice cream. A bowl the size of a bushel basket.
I just want to be loved madly, dangerously, fully.
I just want things to be like I always imagined they could be.
I just want to be the center of attention."
These are just some of the seven characters' seemingly bottomless yearnings, overtly expressed while the actors sit in a row facing the audience. You'll recognize most of the plot from Chekhov. Khan, an aspiring playwright, has grown up in the shadow of his famous actress mother. His mother is dating a famous novelist called Trigg. Khan is in love with an aspiring actress named Nina, but Nina falls in love with Trigg. Meanwhile, Mash, Posner's update of Chekhov's Masha, is in love with Khan, although Khan's old friend Dev is hopelessly in love with Mash. Well, Kimberly Gilbert's melancholy Mash sort of sums it up. "To love with all your heart and know that it will never, ever be returned, and to be loved by someone else whose love you cannot possibly return." The play includes original music. Actors sit in an upright piano at the back of the stage and accompany or underscore the proceedings. And there are several songs composed by James Sugg with lyrics by the playwright. At the start or near the start of each of the play's three acts, Mash sings a song and accompanies herself on the ukulele. When the audience applauds at the end of the first dour rendition, Mash looks at us and says, "Shut up." This is not a happy woman. But no one is happy, at least not for long, in The Seagull, and the same is true here, although Posner indulges in several happier tweaks to Chekhov's ending. The writing, acting, and Howard Shalwitz's direction are all sharp. Kate Eastwood Norris delivers a powerfully charged speech when her character catches Cody Nichols' Trigg with Nina. Later, Brad Coed's gloomy, hyper-serious Khan goes on a brief but darkly amusing 11th-hour search for catharsis. The play's style is varied, as it should be in a work exploring new forms, although in truth none of the variations is especially new. The characters each have direct address monologues, and at one point between scenes, there's a lovely, unexpectedly exuberant Little Russian musical chairs dance. Misha Kochman has designed sets that also reflect different styles. The sets for Acts 1 and 3 are fairly abstract. The stage is opened up to the back wall, which features large stenciled portraits of Chekhov. The second act set is a realistic kitchen, in the tried and true tradition of American kitchen sink dramas. In the end, does Posner's play break any new ground? Maybe not. But it does offer a fresh, contemporary take on a classic. and it makes a stab at trying to do what it is about, including expressing the frustrations of a playwright trying to break new ground. The play got its start 4 years ago when Posner was directing another playwright's work at Woolly Mammoth Theater. Posner admits that when he came up with the title, he doubted it would be produced anywhere but the ever-adventuresome Woolly Mammoth. A character in the play voices a similar sentiment. This is a play in which not only the character's frustrations, but also the playwright's, are put out there for all to see. Woolly Mammoth stuck by Posner's play, developed it, produced its premiere last summer, and has brought it back now for a return engagement. The entire original cast has returned with it. I'm not surprised that they were eager for another go at this rich, funny play about the theater. Furthermore, Stupid Bird is currently also running in Los Angeles, about to open in Chicago, and a dozen other productions will be staged around the country in the coming season. So, this bird has taken flight. If you want to see where it got its wings, starring the people who taught it to fly, you can catch this witty, rare bird at Washington's Woolly Mammoth Theater.
The production is up until August 17th. We've got links to all the information you need at wypr.org/Maryland Morning.
Yeah.